Understanding Your New Position as King, written by From Janna, read by Fens and Marshes, fandom Dream SMP. Sometimes it snows in Las Nevadas. Did you know that in Dante's Inferno, the center of hell is not hot but freezing? It makes sense. It makes more sense when you stand in the middle of sand dunes that you rose up only for them to be dusted in snow. On a drunken night, mostly forgotten, Wilbur told Quackity that every hell is personalized. Quackity has a notion that he is destined for hell. He has a surer notion that it will be very, very cold. Sometimes it snows in Las Nevadas. Sometimes it snows enough for it to stick together in a clumpy mix with the sand, and sometimes it sticks together enough to form a ball, and sometimes such balls are thrown at Quackity from across the border. It's hard and icy and cold, and it causes Quackity to hiss through his teeth. You'd think that with a god who can control lightning on his side, misleading weather wouldn't be a problem. Fuck off! He yells up into the cold, cold air, riding over a pillar and into wild land. The only response is a giddy, soaring cackle, one that sounds wrong and right and so very human. Sometimes there will be a glimpse of bared white teeth, sharp canines, wolfish. There's something to be said for wolf fathers and fox sons and ducks who flinch from instinct when they see a predator since, in the end, they are prey. You can't really blame him. Rams are meant to be herbivores, aren't they? Prey. Prey. Funny how they sound the same. Quackity is not religious, or so he says, but he feels superstition cling to him like the chill even when it's sunny, and the sand even when it's all been supposedly cleaned out. The law of infinite returns, except not at all, just infinitely returning. Karma, that bitch, raining just vengeance. A young former president boxing Quackity in when he assisted in boxing in this boy on a stage. An older former president still somewhere under the floorboards, somehow having pulled the puppet strings this far. The first former president, constantly in Quackity's periphery, keeping to him, running to him faster, faster, faster. Cool desert nights are the best for stargazing. When it's too late to keep up the illusion of hate, this is what two men do. You were right, Quackity says. He keeps trying to find constellations, but they're just sprawling dots. Tragic heroes go up in the stars, right? At least he knows he is destined to go down instead, very far down indeed. I know, Wilbur says. And then, about what? The backs of Quackity's eyelids spiral with the dulled, muted colours of whatever appears in brainwash, something akin to a bright purple hoodie. Walls, he replies, and then pauses. He feels like he's lying, but he doesn't entirely mean the type that are made of stone. The kind that you raise to defend yourself, and others. Wilbur scoffs quietly. Life is too short for walls, he says, with the knowledge of a man who lived a too short life. It was just stupidly idealistic to believe they'd last forever. Quackity isn't entirely sure if they're speaking literally or figuratively now. Both, maybe. Infringing on boundaries or something like that. I wish I could be idealistic, he decides on saying. Aren't you? Wilbur says. Sometimes it snows in Las Nevadas. Quackity grits his teeth against the cold and yearns for the sun and fire and two pairs of warm hands and home-cooked meals. He gets none of that. He gets work reports and stilted conversations from people he apologized to but still can't be good with, and a chill that settles deeper and deeper into his bones. In the middle of a true desert day, he finds gooseflesh dotting his arms and shivers in the hot, dry wind. His heart is shriveling. He is becoming inhuman, more figuratively, but maybe a little literally. And yet he sees it only also in Wilbur Soot, with his hastily brought together body stitched and greyed at the fingers and white in the hair, yin and yang and other utter bullshit. Yin and yang, complementary opposites, it's Quackity who makes Wilbur feel alive, feel human. Oh, irony. Pray, pray, prayer. Quackity is 20 years old and his knees hurt sometimes. He's been running for so long, it aches to kneel. It aches to bow down to a god. Wilbur is the same, but he still runs. He keeps going. He goes faster, vassal and servant and groveling, all with his chin up and very much above Quackity. Still on his heels, though. Still on his heels. Quackity does not warm himself with knitted sweaters and long coats in dawn sunlight. He lights fires. He lights fires in his office and out in the desert and around a mushroom kingdom. Wilbur is on his heels still. He inhales the sweet smoke secondhand. Did you know he has asthma? He coughed violently after he blew up his city-state. Fate and her twists are funny. Sometimes it snows in Las Nevadas. Sometimes it snows in hell. Sometimes Quackity sees the boy he executed and the boy he threatened to execute and the boy he saw get exiled and the boy who was cheered when they exiled his father and the still dead former president and the undead former president. Sometimes Quackity knows that hell is cold because he is living there. He cannot imagine being colder, but surely that's what awaits him on the other side. It's too bad he can't kneel to repent. The end.